Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and Nick Sciarra.
Back with hour number two of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. This is Barry, Nick, and Joel are in the studio. Next week, that may be different. As long as we can get everything set up, we may be doing some things remotely.
I don't know why I'm doing this.
Well, it's because you're nice every now and then. So we are experimenting with the possibility of using technology to do shows from home next week with iPads. So we'll see how that progresses. In the meantime, if you guys didn't already assume this might be the case, now there is a headline on ESPN that NFL teams are putting coronavirus clauses in new deals signed for free agency. Some players are not going to be happy about it. NFL teams are placing coronavirus-related provisions in their contracts stating that a failed physical will result in forfeited signing bonus money, league sources told ESPN. Problem is, some players might not get a physical for months because of travel logistics related to the coronavirus, which has caused teams to shut down their operations for an indefinite period of time. So if a player signs a 3-year, $30 million contract with a $10 million signing bonus this week, for example, but he fails a physical in June, he could lose that $10 million and be bound to a 3-year, $20 million deal.
Interesting.
This is also interesting because Tom Brady is still yet to sign his Buccaneers contract because of the fact that with team doctors not allowed to travel, the team and the player have to mutually agree upon a doctor that will carry out the physical for the team with the player. So Brady and the Buccaneers finally agreed on a doctor in New York City that I guess today is doing the physical so that the team personnel can then review the results before he signs the contract.
Interesting.
Crazy times, man.
It is crazy times, but I like the fact that everybody's making, you know, sacrifices and doing their thing.
But here's the thing. So we sign, Gal Media signs you to a new deal.
Okay.
You're getting, say, $30 million over 3 years.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
But I'm giving you 10 up front as a signing bonus.
Okay.
Okay? Now, in order to get all of this, you got to do your physical. But because of everything going on and because of the way the medical personnel is distributed to make sure they're handling bigger issues right now, you don't take the physical till July, and something pops up, and they go, you know what, Barry? It's not good, bro. We got a little bit of a snag here. So good news is you're going to live. Bad news is we can't really pass you on the physical you need for Gal Media. And you're like, what do you mean? Well, what it means is you lose the $10 million signing bonus, but when this passes, whatever you have, and you get medical clearance, you're still entitled to the other $20 million, but that $10 just goes away. Teams have to put another clause in there that says, look, in June or July,
right,
when you do eventually pass the physical, you should still be entitled to that bonus. Otherwise, as a player, what am I doing?
Yeah, it's a risk. This is a league that has forever made the players assume most, if not all, of the risk.
And the liability, right?
Physically, financially, everything else. So it would be no surprise if that were the case now.
So it's a little different, though. I mean, and again, you got to have on your side of the equation, your agent and your lawyers better make sure you combat that and go, if you're going to put that clause in, then we're going to put a clause in that says, but when I do pass the physical, I am entitled to recoup that bonus.
Right. I get it back. So somebody tweeted us, Javier tweeted us about jackfruit.
Okay.
He said, hey, you can find jackfruit at Asian stores, which Amos said H-E-B, Fiesta, and Kroger all sell jackfruit. I'll give you a heads up. They're huge. Talking about the fruit? Did you just... Was that two different topics, Amos? I don't know how that tweet worked. But Javier said, I've had it before, and it does not taste like pulled pork. It tastes sweet like mango and pineapple. But it does have a bad odor.
Maybe the texture is like pulled pork and it tastes sweet.
Okay. Maybe.
So it stinks, but it tastes good?
Yeah. Kind of like my ex. That's maybe dump that.
Wow. Wow, did you do that?
I don't know. I just...
Man,
I shouldn't have said
from way
that.
Downtown. Bang!
Shouldn't have said that out loud.
Oh, that's, man, Barry.
It's a, I don't care today.
Obviously not.
I don't care.
You were on such a good roll with all the different names for the strippers delivering meals, and it got all the way to this level that quickly?
I don't know. I don't know.
Holy.
Somebody texted and said, the number one show in Houston with the legend Barry Laminack, Angry Nick... And Jim Adler, even though times are tough, y'all always make people laugh. So.
Big, big hammer.
No lie, Barry, my girl put cheer on episode which Lexi gets her nudes posted. Oh, you guys
I'm
in
sorry.
Now? Oh, what? Oh,
I'm sorry.
You guys are in now. She was a minor. On, and I told her I couldn't handle all the whining, but according to her, Jerry is a sweetheart. That's from Walt. And then. For our school, we have to have 2 hours a day for office hours. For now on, mine won't be any time between 1 and 4. Can't miss Law Talk. John Parker. Love you, John.
We do love John Parker.
Yeah, we do. All right, so we're doing this no matter, even if it stinks, right?
I guess. I mean, here's the thing. Not a lot of people are going to like you when you open it up in here.
Oh, well.
Obviously, you're in I don't care mode based on the way you're acting today.
It's whatever.
Jeez.
We'll get some jackfruit. I'll leave them some. They can have some.
Okay. Anybody you know out there is interested in Joe Flacco?
No.
After 1 year with the Broncos, that relationship is over.
Done?
With. Broncos have released Joe Flacco, allowed him to become a free agent. You think about the quarterbacks that are still out there. Jameis Winston's still dangling in the wind, looking like less and less of a starting job to be out there for him somewhere.
He's signed him as a backup on a deal. Not Winston,
maybe.
But Flacco.
Someone brought up
Both
an interesting possibility.
Both of them. Jameis Winston's a backup. He's got to be from now on, right?
I don't know. I don't know if the team's going to give him a chance.
Flacco, Alex Smith, these are all backups
now. Alex Smith, literally, that's all health related.
I know, but I'm just saying, these are guys that are now backups. Probably Mariota, probably David Carr. Like, these are all.
I feel like Joe Flacco for sure. Jameis Winston, I don't know.
Derek Carr. I corrected myself.
Okay.
Yeah. Derek Carr for sure.
I think Derek Carr's a starter somewhere.
He's had an opportunity.
Raiders don't have it. They're not bringing another quarterback. He's starting for the Raiders.
I'm saying, though, is that a guy you think you can win with?
I mean, look, was he two years removed from, I don't want to say an MVP season, but he had a massive season two years ago.
David Johnson, too.
Okay. David Johnson had an injury.
Well.
Afterwards. Yeah. I'm just saying, we don't know what New England's going to do at quarterback. Yep. Whether, you know, and there's plenty of possibilities. But overall, I would see that, you know, Cam Newton, Cam, if he's traded, is going to start somewhere, I would think. Chargers, another team that still doesn't have
a
quarterback.
Yep.
So you got Chargers, you got Patriots. There are some possibilities. Miami, even if you draft Tua or you draft a young quarterback, you don't know if they're going to start right away. So either Fitzpatrick comes back.
See, another guy that should just be a backup.
But he's a smart guy. I mean, he's going to wherever he can be on a bad team and collect top-rated quarterback money.
He's
getting overpaid every year.
To me, the question becomes, do you think you can make a run in the playoffs with person X as your quarterback? If the answer is yes, they're a starter. If the answer is no, they're a backup. Period. Do you think you can make a deep playoff run with the intelligent Viking? No. He should be a backup.
The lumberjack quarterback?
I just call him the intelligent Viking.
Okay.
So the answer is no. Do you think you can make a deep playoff run with Derek Carr? No. Jameis Winston? No. Alex Smith? Not anymore. Joe Flacco? Not anymore. Backups.
Cam Newton? I think he can.
I think if he can get healthy
in
and get
right
his
situation.
Mind right, yeah. If he had the right coaching and maybe he gets mentally prepared, I don't know. To me, he's on the fence.
I think
you still would try it with Cam.
Mm-hmm.
All those other names, no.
I think Cam's a Charger. I think somehow, someway he becomes a Charger because they said Anthony Lynn wants a quarterback that's more mobile and can run. And that coupled with being in a Los Angeles market, he's a big Under Armour guy. He's looking for maximizing deals and got a lot of weapons. A lot of weapons around him and a really talented Chargers team to where he could still, he gets all the pub and the media attention of LA. He gets to play with a good team. He's got a chance to really, you know, do something this year. I could see Cam with the Chargers.
Yeah, I don't think that would be crazy. I really don't.
But I agree with you that most of the other ones, the one thing we don't know is what New England's going to do. But there is one school of thought out there that New England's going to tank this year so that in 2021.
Oh, yeah, I saw that meme or whatever. Was it like a serious thing? I just saw a picture.
I was emailed the odds for who will be quarterbacking the Patriots in 2021.
Really?
Texans fans may be a little concerned.
Oh, Deshaun Watson?
He's up there.
Is he?
Yeah, I'll give you the list.
Trevor Lawrence is what I saw. Meme. It was, well, I shouldn't say meme. It wasn't a meme, but it was like a New England's going to tank and get Trevor Lawrence.
We'll go over the list when we get back. I'll read it to you.
Bastards better not do that.
Texans fans, you worry about that Patriots connection if you look at this list. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back in the land of jackfruit. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Grow up, Joel. You're so childish.
It looks like it's having babies in this one.
Oh, that's weird.
So, Barry, here it is, cutting one open.
Okay.
The video.
Oh, I got to bring a knife tomorrow, right?
Cutting open.
This is why I just want to buy a can of jackfruit.
It is a large fruit.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty big. I'm going to need some help carrying this thing up.
You know, 75% of jackfruit goes wasted in its native India.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Thank you.
It has a reputation for being a poor man's fruit.
Thank you for being a jackfruit expert.
Oh, there's been some back and forth, but there's a woman on here that
literally
says,
watching a YouTube video giving us the stats.
Yeah.
So if we're doing this jackfruit thing, I might as well bring in a wellness shot for all of us tomorrow too, right? Because I'm a team player. When you said, hey, you want some jackfruit? I said, no problem.
Mac Daddy said, Barry, jackfruit doesn't stink. That guy's thinking of durian. I have no idea what that is. Get some oil before you cut it open. The glue will stick to your fingers, but when you get to the fruit, it's awesome eating.
Okay.
And then it says, Indians pull the fruit and fry it like chips.
There's a woman on here who smells it and says it's oddly sweet, but kind of rank.
I mean, you know, that was close.
Yeah. Australian, Indian. Yeah, you were not nowhere near.
I had the right hemisphere.
The right country.
No, didn't even.
Everything in this video is like contradictory. A woman smells it and she goes, it's kind of sweet.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was
also rank.
Yeah.
And then she says it's kind of like a gummy bear.
Oh, that's the texture?
Yeah.
Ooh, this is going to be bad. Somebody told me it was like $30 for a jackfruit. I think, I don't know. AR Platinum said, it tastes like mango and bubble gum. No clue what the pulled pork thing is or the bad smell. Got to buy the right one. They weigh like 15 pounds. You might spend $30+ on it and then find out it's trash and have to get another one.
A pineapple meets a sweet potato.
That's a gamble.
I'm just telling you, I'm buying a can of jackfruit. We're going to open up a can of jackfruit.
They said when you cook it is when it tastes like pulled pork. If you just eat it raw.
If you raw dog it.
It's more.
If you're raw dogging your jackfruit.
Oh, no.
So we're going to raw dog our jackfruit or are we going to.
What? They're pushing on it and showing you that it's squishy, yet it's got a really tough skin on it.
He was massaging that.
Yeah.
He was about to.
This looks like in that commercial that Kevin Hart does when he's at the grocery store going, give me that one. No, give me that. Just give me all of them. And then when he goes to the checkout line, he has one of these things come down the conveyor belt.
No.
And he goes, I don't even know what that is, but give me that too. I don't think anybody knows what the hell that is.
All right. Well, I'm going
to
find
sure. I'm not sure if I even want to try this jackfruit stuff.
You already committed to it.
Too late. No. Too late, Brosif. Too late, Brosif. Yep.
You're jackfruiting tomorrow.
Yep. Yep.
That's just the way it's going down.
That's how it's going to
happen.
Could
be our last day in the studio together for a while, so you're jackfruiting. That's just the way
I don't like the way that sounded. Okay. Maybe don't say it that way.
Well, it's already been said. I'm like you. Right. Can't take it back now.
Too late now.
Just let it fly.
Oh, that's my bad.
So other NFL moves. We mentioned the Lions have traded cornerback Darius Slay to the Eagles. Joe Flacco released by the Broncos. Now the Rams are discussing a Todd Gurley trade, according to several reports. Who wants him? With that knee
Bill O'Brien,
and the way he went from outstanding to just like damaged goods, and he has a big contract. Who the hell wants Todd Gurley? Right. You have David Johnson. Why would you want Todd Gurley? But what's the difference, really?
Exactly.
They're both making a hell of a lot of money to be damaged goods.
They're both projects at this point.
I don't know about that. They're like walking wounded.
Well, I mean,
shells of themselves.
Projects. Yeah.
I did like what Max Kellerman had to say, though, like about how that, you know, for a running back, unfortunately, the trend for NFL teams and how they treat them is that they continue to franchise tag him. By the time they franchise tag him twice, he's 28 years old, and now they can't give him that big contract that he wants, as opposed to a quarterback, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, just like that dynamic with the Titans, you know. Derrick Henry essentially put that team on his back, but Ryan Tannehill got paid. So, man, I don't see how anybody is willing to spend that much money on a Todd Gurley, a David Johnson, or anybody like that at all.
I think the thought around the NFL now is that you can get a running back. Get him in the draft. You can get him a free agency. You can trade. For some reason, aren't concerned about having an elite-level running back. I think they think you can win without an elite-level running back. But then you watch what guys like Derrick Henry do for a team who really had nothing offensively other than Derrick Henry.
Sure.
And then once he starts to perform at an elite level, he makes everybody on the offense better, because now all of a sudden Ryan Tannehill looks like a viable NFL quarterback. He's throwing to receivers. But
Ryan Tannehill played his ass off last year.
Yeah, and he couldn't even cut it in Miami. He was awful.
I don't think he would have done that without Henry, though.
Exactly. He gets to a team with a running game that was elite.
Well, all that means is that you can't key on just one aspect of the offense. It opens it up because Henry's a good running back. I get that. You still got to make the throws. You still got to put up the numbers. If you look at his stats and his numbers once he took over, he was arguably one of the top two quarterbacks in the league statistically. Because of the fact, he didn't do it in Miami. But here's the other thing:
single high safety.
He also was a receiver in college for his first couple of years.
Oh, you're not telling me that? I don't know.
Yeah, and hadn't spent all that much time at quarterback when the Dolphins had him. But you can't take away what he did. No. But I do give you credit for the comment you made, because of the fact. Look at the Texans as a perfect example. They weren't worried after the last day of training camp. And all their preseason games, and they were like, we can still find a running back that's going to get us over 1,000 yards, and they did with Hyde.
Yep.
You know,
and that's what the Texans did with Hyde is exactly how I think most NFL teams. So when they look at they're like, why do we need to pay these guys? Why give them big deals? We'll just find someone else.
Or you can go with a young guy on a retread. You can go with a draft pick and a veteran, a Frank Gore to compliment somebody, a Shady McCoy to compliment somebody. As long as they're not your every down back and you alternate now, which is a lot of teams are going to that too. Look at the Chargers when they did with Eckler. And you know, you alternate between two guys. The Texans did it with Johnson and with Hyde.
As long as
you get the 1,000-plus at the end of the year, you're fine.
To me, guys like Christian McCaffrey are the ones that can get paid, because they're a dual threat. They're versatile. I mean, hell, if you needed him to, I bet he would return kicks and punts. And I'm just saying, if you needed him to. So you get versatility for your money, and you get a guy that's a threat. Now, you can run Christian McCaffrey up the middle, which surprised me, because I wasn't a believer in that kid at all.
For durability,
I thought he was way too undersized.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't think he was strong enough. He's proven me wrong in every aspect of his game. Mm-hmm. And so I think teams see that and go, well, you know, we can win with that. That's a little more valuable, but there's not a lot of Christian McCaffreys.
There's true.
Hey, Ezekiel Elliott is an outstanding running back, but he's not as versatile as
he's
Christian
not the
McCaffrey.
Receiver. Yeah. He doesn't have that burner speed. But that's why I think teams are also smarter in the fact that they used to say, oh, we got a return guy too, and they realize that's the easiest and quickest way for a really good player like that to get hurt.
No doubt.
You know, Packers did it with Randall Cobb 1 year, and they thought, wow, Randall Cobb is so versatile, and he's so good, and he can also run back punts and kicks. Then they put him back there, and he just got crushed and got hurt. And we're like, yeah, probably not a good idea.
Why is Rest in Peace Lance trending? Rip Lance. Can you go down the hall and make sure Zerline's okay?
I hope this
the hell is going on.
Due to his glass case that he couldn't find.
XO Podcast. Okay. I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Uh-oh.
More mystery to figure out as we get to the second half of the show. Don't go anywhere. First half done, second half on the way. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
I need you guys to be amazing tonight, so start drinking now.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. And we proudly hydrate with C-Force Water. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of the show now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Covering a lot of NFL again because it is still the one league that is operational, up, running, and plenty of free agency news abounds daily.
Well, let's switch to basketball for a second. Anybody else bothered by the fact that we have testing kits for basketball players but not regular folk?
Well, that's an interesting discussion to have.
I feel like everybody I'm seeing getting tested is either an actor or an athlete or a politician.
That is an interesting discussion because there's so many ways to look at it.
It is. Because it's one thing to see it the way you just put it out there. Now, the teams are coming at the Thunder and the Nets have both come out and said, and obviously the Thunder was in the middle of the Rudy Gobert situation, but both teams have said, look, totally get it when you're saying that of the general public who are showing symptoms, they need to get the test, get them free, and be the prioritized first people to get it. Both the Nets and the Thunder are saying they went to a private laboratory, paid to have the test administered, thus keeping them out of the way of the distribution of the free test to the people that need it.
So there are tests available, but you have to pay for them.
Private
in
labs.
In a pandemic. Private labs have testing available that could be used in areas of outbreaks and otherwise. But instead, they're going to just... that it's privatized now. You have to be able to pay for it. So in other words, if you're wealthy or you have money, you can get tested. If you don't, sorry, you got to wait for the free ones.
The choice is yours. You can wait till you have symptoms and then go through the process. Or if you do want to spend the money and go out and get the tests, evidently they are available. The exact quote from the Oklahoma City Thunder was, recognizing the stress on the state of Oklahoma's medical system, the Thunder did not use state resources, chose an alternative path for testing of its personnel. And again, of the two teams...
Well, thank God they have money to get tested.
But of the two teams, this is a team that was on the floor with Rudy Gobert with a known positive test.
Okay.
And so everybody's saying, you're quarantined, you immediately need to be tested. So you could either be you can be, to your point, you could be against it, or you could say, look... they knew they had to be immediately tested, but they still took the time to stay out of the regular public testing resources and spent the money through private testing to get their players tested immediately, but also not get in the way of the Oklahoma testing system.
I get it. But again, my point is these test kits, they're only available if you have the money to go to a private company and pay for it.
Well, you said no, they're not only available like that now, and they're becoming more readily available, and more cities are getting the drive-through testing set up. But again, then it becomes a political discussion because then you're going to go back to, you have to go back to, well, when this was first put on the radar several months ago, and the United States elected to pass on getting tests set up and take the necessary precautions, it's set everybody back, and it has allowed this virus to kind of become a bigger thing.
I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing that the owner decided to do that. I mean, you know, he didn't wait for like a free means to get these tests. He's trying to be proactive, and he's doing it on his own team, his own business. So I don't necessarily have a problem with it. I did like what someone tweeted out earlier about how reporting all the cases of celebrities and athletes can kind of add to the panic, because you're obviously not hearing about all the other small cases. You're hearing them, you know, 4 or 5 cases after the fact. You know, the numbers are updated. It might be 5 one day. It might be 10 the next. And I think when you report guys like Tom Hanks or Kevin Durant or Rudy Gobert, it adds to the panic. So, but at the same time, being public is really, really important. And the other thing is, yeah, you can give me the flip side of that. But the last thing I'll say is, it safe to say you can make the argument that these players do get priority on these tests only because they've traveled in the past when the coronavirus was going on?
That's a good point. Nope. Because I'm watching the news and I'm watching a woman in a mask who says she had to go and get her she had an inhaler from her kid that she had to use to be able to breathe, and they won't test her because they're telling her there's no test available. If there's no test available for someone who said they don't have the flu, that they don't have any of the other diseases or viruses that are out there, and so they're a prime candidate to be tested for coronavirus, but she can't get a test because there's none available. Well, there obviously are some available, but you just have to have the money to go to the lab to get the test done. And in a pandemic environment, that's the wrong message to send to the public is, if you have money to pay for it, great. But if you don't, because now, you know, people are losing their jobs and getting pay cuts and everything else, ooh, well, sorry, you'll have to wait till the drive-through comes out.
Yeah, I mean, it does, like I said, it does get into a long discussion. And I think there's parties and government bodies out there that are trying to make it to those available who are less fortunate. If you want it now and you have the means, there's going to be labs that are going to sell it to you.
And I think that here's the other thing you have to take into consideration. We talked about how important it is to try and neutralize the spread of it by taking the people that are at the most high risk based on their employment or their travel or otherwise to make sure that they're not carriers, because they're in such peak physical condition, they might not ever get a symptom. But if you don't know you got it and you are around the elderly or those susceptible because of other pre-existing health conditions, you can do a lot of damage. So the Nets even put out there, as we learned, NBA players on other teams had tested it positive for the COVID-19. We noticed several of our players had symptoms. Based on the information and the judgment that all of our players are subject to high exposure due to the close physical nature of basketball, the travel, the communal nature of teams, the possibility of an accelerated spread from team to team, our medical experts advised that our players get tested, and thus they paid for them to stay out of the CDC's public resources. You think about it, they're in hotels, they're in airports, they're all over the place, and also on the floor in very close proximity all the time, especially with some of these guys that had tested positive.
You're missing my point.
I get your point, Barry, but here's the
thing.
I don't think
you do.
I would say this. I would be more upset if they used public resources, the public tests.
Let me give you another example of how this would work. As right now, there's a shortage of those N95 masks. And my wife, as a nurse, she had to be fitted for one, and they don't have the sizes available for her. So now she's got to be able – she's either going to have to use something else, or they're making homemade masks, and some idiot in the administration said to use a bandana. Like, so now what if they were to tell her, oh, you can get a mask, but you got to go buy it from this company that has a stockpile of masks that they won't release for the general public and the general good, but if you have the money to pay for it as a healthcare worker, sure, you could go buy one. That's essentially what they're saying is, we're not going to – these tests are being hoarded by this private company when we know that their public testing needs to be made available to people.
You don't know if they're hoarding it because you don't know if it's a test that you buy and bring in, or that you can set up yourself in your lab.
It's a test.
If they can set it up in their labs and do it themselves, then why not know that.
Then why not just get subsidized from the government and start testing people? That's the problem with this, is if you have a means of testing and the only way you're allowing that to happen is if people pay for it right now, that's the wrong message to be sending to a public pandemic.
I guarantee you, though, those private companies, if they really were able to get subsidized type of revenue from them, from the government, they would give it out. But then they're not getting it from the government yet because it's taking time.
Yeah.
And there's no one to blame. You can't blame guys like the owner of the Thunder for making that proactive move. I mean, it's not up to him to give it to the people. He's gonna do his part. He's going to make some donations. Obviously, Rudy Gobert has raised some funds and stuff like that. You're going to do your part.
My point is it sucks to be poor in this country if you're sick.
Of course.
It sucks to not have 100% money if you're sick.
Agree. We already knew that, even before this pandemic. But the thing is, too, this would be different if they were taking up tests that were there for the public.
But that's just it. They have that. That's the point I'm making, Joel, is that those could be made available to the public. If you can test an NBA athlete who has the money to pay for it, you could certainly use that same exact means or that same exact test that you used that on an NBA lab, athlete to use on a lady
them,
with three kids.
Give them up. Then that would be on the lab to just give them up.
Or insurance or government subsidies or something.
Look, I understand that it's obviously it sucks, but if you in the general public, but the fact that if you can go out and buy the test privately and you do, and you're trying to avoid the spread and you're very high risk, it would be a lot worse if they, you know, if they went the other route.
High risk or privileged?
Okay, see, that's why this is a long discussion.
I'm just saying, man, it's to me, when I'm seeing, you know, celebrities and athletes and people with money getting tested and, hey guys, I found out I have it. That's great. But what about the moms and the dads and the elderly and the kids that can't get tested, that are at risk, that are risking their family's health or their family's well-being because they don't know what they have and they're just being told, look, let me tell you, there's a lot of stuff that happens that you don't hear about because the medical professionals can't come out and tell you what's going on because it violates HIPAA code.
Obviously.
But there's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes where people are and people are coming out publicly and saying, I'm being told just to shelter in place and that's it. Because I don't qualify for this or I don't have that or
if you don't have the symptoms, that's what they're telling you to do. But they're also telling you that if you do have the symptoms and you go to your physician, that your physician's office should have the tests.
They don't though. That's my point. There's the testing. That is why the numbers are so low and then they spike because we don't know who has it because there's no testing to find it. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. There's just not enough tests right now.
That I agree with. There's not enough tests, but I've also heard the stories of them telling you they're discouraging you from getting tested just for the sake of seeing if you got it or not, but they are encouraging you that if you do have the symptoms to go to see your physician and they do have tests available.
Well, if that's true, then that's changed in the last 24 or 48 hours. Because the two problems right now with the pandemic, as I understand it, including my wife being in the medical profession, is there's the lack of testing and the lack of PPEs for medical professionals to protect them to take care of the people that do have it and have already tested positive for it. That's the two big issues right now. Well, that's why they're meeting with 3M and they're asking them to ramp up their production of those N95 masks. Because if you're not going to take care of the people that are going to take care of the sick, it's just going to spiral out of control. So you got to get masks and you got to get people tested. And those are the two things right now that's the scary part of this.
I don't disagree with the fact. I know there's a shortage of masks. I know. And you know, and everybody's tweeting us and texting us about the new drive-through testing that they have in Houston now. And we get that. And that is part of it. So, you know, we can debate it for an hour.
Yeah.
So there's both sides of the equation, I guess. And we'll continue to roll on. Much more in hour number two before we take you all the way till 4 o'clock. Then the Blitz takes over. They take you till 7. It's all right here. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Round up the second hour of the show. So take it till 4. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Oh boy, ESPN looking for content. based on the current standings, trying to tell you what to look forward to if the playoffs would start today, which they're not.
What?
In both conferences. It's what I told you weeks ago when all this went down.
Oh, the Ocho's back. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So they're going to have seed spitting.
Jeez.
What?
Yeah.
Nick, you can be an Olympian. You can be an Olympian if you can spit seeds.
ESPN the Ocho.
Yeah.
I got to find the article for all the different things they're going to have.
They did this on the anniversary of Dodgers.
Here you go. Here you go. You ready? Yeah. The lineup for the Ocho, it's going to be on ESPN2 Sunday, March 22nd, includes Stupid Robot Fighting League.
That stupid? Like, is it called stupid?
Yeah, it's called stupid. Yeah, it wasn't me just giving it an adjective.
They already have those.
I thought you were calling it stupid.
No, it's called Stupid Robot Fighting League, created in New Zealand by John Espen. Yes, that's his real name. Stupid Robot Fighting is a rather unique form of fighting that pits two life-size hanging puppets controlled by an operator sitting behind each stupid robot.
Love it.
But they've already had that one show, right, where you create your own, like, robotic car tank thing, and then they put them in a ring and have them
duel
it out.
Sean Salisbury was on that show.
Is that right?
Yeah, Sean Salisbury. He was either an analyst or a voice for that show.
2019 Gels Marble Runs, races in which both participants and spectators are marbles.
Spectators are marbles?
Here you go. The Cherry Pit Spitting. The 46th annual Cherry Pit, you got to be careful, Cherry Pit Spitting competition held each year in Eau Claire, Michigan?
Eau Claire, but it shouldn't be.
Is it Eau Claire? EAU?
Yeah.
With one goal for competitors, to spit the furthest cherry pit.
You sure that's Michigan? Because there's an Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Nope. EAU, CLAIR, Michigan. CLAIRE, Michigan.
Yeah. There's also one in Wisconsin.
Sign spinning. The 12th annual World Sign Spinning Championships held in Vegas brought together aero sign spinners from more than 50 cities.
What, all those dudes on the corner
That's right. All those Liberty Tax people. They're all in Vegas spinning signs and getting paid. The 2007 World Sports Stacking Championships. Sports stacking can be an individual or team sport where participants stack specially designed cups. So that's like a five-year-old game.
Yep.
And then the 2019 Death Diving World Championships.
What? Now that is interesting.
Death diving, an amateur diving sport performed from a 10-meter platform with separate competitions for classic and freestyle.
Where's the death part come in?
That I don't know.
I can see it like off a cliff into a short, shallow pool taking chances.
So it just looks like Olympic diving.
We could broadcast that one.
And people just do weird things in the air. They're not like trying to do
flips. Barry, look at that one. There's the stats. Boy, he flipped that one hard, but oh, God, he hit his head really hard on that 6 feet of water he landed in.
Let me tell you what. I was a diver for one season.
What haven't you done?
You were not a diver.
I was in diving. I was.
Nobody wanted to see you shirtless.
No.
I was in diving in a Speedo and everything.
You're a liar right
now. Swear to God, I dove for one season.
Please post these pictures.
If I find one,
we need content.
You just want to look at my penis. You just want to see my penis.
Look, we need content.
I'm on to you, Nick. You're trying. Jackfruit's tomorrow. Stop trying to
look at my penis. If you're wearing jammers, it was different.
But no, I did diving for one season. And I was moving up to doing like a 2.5, essentially, right? Like I was getting to that point off of the low dive. And when I came out of my tuck on a 2.5, I just belly flopped. Like I hit the water just stomach first and busted blood vessels in my stomach.
Wow.
And I'd hurt so bad that I came up. I looked down. I saw like all the bruises and blood vessels busting my. I swam over to the side of the pool. I got out. I walked up that little ladder. I got out. I walked right to the locker room. I got all my stuff and I just walked out. I was like, I don't dive no more. Bleep this. That hurt. No, I'm
they
done.
They said it's like hitting concrete.
It hurt.
Depending on how you land. If you don't do that, like arms over your head, you know, creating kind of like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Point going into like the water.
Yeah. No, it hurt. And I was done with diving because that was on the low dive. That was on the 1 meter platform. They'll do 3 and 6 and 10. No, I was out on diving.
I think I would have cried, honestly. I would have been like,
I felt like,
ouch.
I did, but because it was in water, you couldn't tell the difference between the tears and the water. I probably cried. I cried a lot, so.
Thank God for chlorine. Huh? Yeah. It's all up on your face.
No, and these dudes now, this death diving, they're basically just doing crazy belly flops and whatever.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Well, they should get their blood vessels popped.
Right? That's what they get. There's like a whole hour. Oh, no. Yes. You got to watch this.
And there's no dodgeball?
This might be worth it. Oh, that's a good question, Joel.
Because the Ocho was made famous by the movie Dodgeball.
That's a good. Let me see. Here's another lineup. Yeah. The 51st National Stone Skipping Competition. So now they're letting rednecks just come up with games.
What do you do? Like, you got to count like.
It's the 2019 Sports Stacking Championships followed by the Stone Skipping Competition right here live in Tuscaloosa. We're going to go out to our neighbor's pond. We're going to skip some stones, brother.
Three-time national championship, Jeremiah Skipper Jones.
They're going to have like Toby Keith playing in the background. Just one guy's got a fishing cap on with a fish hook on it, on the bill. Yeah, so they've got cornhole championships. Love me some cornhole.
Please do.
World Axe Throwing League championships. The U.S. Open Ultimate Championship. I'm guessing that's Frisbee. Spike ball. That just sounds made up.
Yep.
The Las Vegas Highland Games Putt-Putt Championships. Joel, that's right up your alley. Okay. Get a little golf.
Mm-hmm.
The 2019 Ideal Electricians National Championship. I guess it's just a bunch of dudes wiring up a lamp.
Say, how quickly you can rewire a fuse box?
I have no idea. The National Stone Skipping Competition, Sport Stacking, Sign Spinning, Crystal World Hamburger Eating Championship. Okay. Johnsonville Brat Eating. Nick's totally winning that. You could fit probably 19 sausages in your mouth. I know you could, Nick. He's isolating the cornhole right now.
He is.
Dirty bastard.
He could care less about anything else you say.
He's like, I'm just isolating that. The European Tram Driver Championship. No idea. Stupid Robot Fighting. Cherry Pit Spitting. Professional Arm Wrestling. I can't watch that.
Why? You think someone's going to snap?
Yes. One time I was watching it, I saw a YouTube video of a dude whose arm snapped in half. Yep. Arm wrestling.
Forearm.
Every since then, as soon as I see arm wrestling start, I'm out. I can't do it. Golden Tee World Champs. Classic Tetris World Champs. What is this?
American Golden Tee, people get intense.
Here's your dodgeball. 6:30 p.m. March 22nd, American Dodgeball Continental Cup. USA versus Canada.
There you go.
The Gels Marble Runs. Slippery Stairs College Tour? I don't know what that is.
Oh, I've seen it.
Death Diving, Dodge Juggle 3, and Moxie Games 3. There's your whole Ocho lineup.
In that stairs thing?
Yeah.
They take like six flights of stairs. They just make this one big hill. Imagine like, you know, when they used to do the big slides at the fair where you could slide down on a burlap sack or whatever it is?
Yes.
Okay. But they have one of those, but it's stairs, and they slap like, they just
Crisco
oodles
on
of
it.
Oil or Crisco, and then they're like, you have to climb up them. And there are people face planting and sliding down to the bottom. And
okay.
Yeah, I've seen that.
All right.
Big time running back just got released in the NFL. Got some news for you coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Love me some cornhole.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.